York City, border to border, and coast to coast, you're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. Hi, how are you? Happy Wednesday to you on this fourth day of April, 4-4, year of our Lord, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan, and just looking at the market, what problem? What problem was there in the market? I have no idea what you're talking about, Tom. But apparently there was a problem earlier today. So here we go again. I've got the China now has responded. They're retaliating. The president has put out a tweet saying that nope, we're not in a trade war. Ignore the 500-point drop to the stock market this morning right out of the gate. And that was because of the fact that China has threatened the step up the trade war, which is what you get when you do this. There's nothing going on here unusual. It is exactly what you should expect when you start a trade war, is that you will get retaliation. And so China said they're going to retaliate against the tariffs that we have proposed on their products. Or on products, U.S. Steel and aluminum coming from China. But China is going to target high-value American exports from airplanes to soybeans to try to go after us. So they now have, hours after the Trump administration unveiled a 25% tariff on Chinese products, China's State Council has announced this morning that it would levy penalties of the same rate on U.S. goods of similar value. So China is targeting 106 types of U.S. goods. Like I said, soybeans, commercial aircraft, Boeing, all of that is what's going on. Also, sport utility vehicles and other agricultural products from beef to sorghum. And what else have we got on the list here? So we got ourselves a trade war, but they're pretending that it's not a trade war. The president tweeted out at 7:22 this morning, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S. Now we have a trade deficit of $500 billion a year with intellectual property theft of another $300 billion. We cannot let this continue." So the president's absolutely right. $500 billion trade deficit with China. Plus, I didn't know the number, but he's saying it's $300 billion of intellectual property theft. And that goes a number of different ways. One of the easiest ways for them to steal the intellectual property is, take Tesla, for example. Tesla is made in the U.S. They make their cars in California. They're made in the U.S. It's owned by primarily U.S. people. They employ U.S. people. They took over the old closed General Motors Toyota joint venture factory in Fremont, California. So they made something out. It's all good. But Tesla would like to sell their Teslas in China. But China says, well, you can't do that because what you have to do is you have to open a factory here. And if you open a factory here, you don't get to own the majority of it. We do. You can get up to 49%. We will have 51%. And so if Tesla was to do that, which they haven't, they would go over there, they would build a factory, they would put in all the whiz-bang stuff that they make to create a Tesla automobile, and guess who would have the benefit of that technology? The Chinese. They would own 51% of the company, and if we got into a real war with China, well, they still keep the technology. They keep the factory there with all the technology. Plus, the people that would be making the cars would be Chinese citizens. So when all this tough talk started, it all sounded great. Yeah, it was great. Yep, China has been doing this for a long time. The president's right. We lost this war many years ago. But for him to say we're not in a trade war with the market, well, this is the weird part. The market started off, like I said, down 500 plus points right out of the gate this morning. Yesterday was up. The day before was down. The day before, I mean, it's just we're getting these huge whiplash volatility on the stock market. And it's all, but a lot of it is because of all of these threats about a trade war. Okay, it hasn't officially started yet on our side. You know why? Because we are going to set up a procedure. And the procedure is that we're going to have hearings and we're going to have meetings and we're going to have a whole bunch of people sit around a table and talk about it and everything else. Then there is a period of months, and if things are still, China's not begging us to stop, then and only then we will put our trade tariffs into effect. Meantime, China announced these tariffs against soybeans and Boeing and all the other things that they announced this morning. Guess what? They're not having any meetings. They're not having any conferences. The tariffs are effective today. So Boeing shares way down today. Tesla shares way down. Netflix shares are way down. But this has consequences. And if you haven't looked, most of these tech stocks are down a good 10% from where they were on January 1st. The market has dropped about correction level, about 10% since the 1st of January. So we are watching this market become very unstable. I've made quick mention of it at the end of the show for quite a few weeks now, where I'm waving my flag and I'm going, I don't like this. And I really don't like looking at my investment account, whether it's my 401k or whether it's my own personal investments. I got to tell you, they're down. I mean, it's costing me and anybody else that has any money in the market, whether it's, like I said, your pension fund, a mutual fund, your 401k, or whether you have an individual stock account, it's costing you large amounts of money. So are you okay with that? Are you okay with that? This is where we get into the theoretical versus take a look at your statements and see how much money you've lost since January 1st. And a lot of it is because of exactly this. I Wilbur Ross and Larry Kudlow, two guys I know, both of them now, Kudlow is the national economic guy who took over from Gary Cohn. Wilbur Ross, Commerce Secretary. Wilbur Ross came out today and says, well, these tariffs only amount to 0.3% of GDP. Okay, Wilbur. First of all, I know Wilbur, and I know that he doesn't like this 1 ounce, but he's a good soldier, and he's doing exactly what the boss wants him to do. These tariffs are only down 3. That's only 0.3% of our GDP. Well, let me ask you something. When you look in your bank account, is it a percentage of GDP or is it dollars and cents? And last time I checked, it was dollars and cents. So I don't know what I get what Wilbur's doing. He's trying to pretend that he's for these things for the boss. But we're talking about take a look at your investment statements and see how much it's costing you. Now, on the other hand, China is ripping off the United States. They have for a long, long time. So do you want to stand up to China? Do you want to have this trade war? Because this is not going to get better. It's going to get worse. This will affect the financial markets. The financial markets affect you, whether you have stocks or not. Interest rates, loans, banking, all of that. All of it comes into play. So if you're principled, you will stand there with the president, who was a billionaire, and Wilbur Ross, who was a billionaire, and go, but this is only 0.3%. And the trade war really hasn't started yet, Tom. It hasn't really started. We don't have a trade war. Yes, we do. When the market goes through the kinds of volatility that we've had, we got ourselves a good old-fashioned trade war. And it's just been upped again by China. So what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Larry Kudlow was just within about a half an hour ago, came out of some meeting by the White House, and this is what he had to say about the tariffs and going into effect.
Yes, it's part of the process. I mean, I would take the president seriously on this tariff issue. You know, there are carrots and sticks in life, but he is ultimately a free trader. He said that to me. He said it publicly. So he wants to solve this with the least amount of pain.
Can you have growth if there's a trade war?
Hopefully we won't get to that point.
The president is ultimately a free trader. Yeah, well, that's nice. And maybe this is the opening chess move on the part of Donald Trump. Do you still support the president starting to lay tariffs on China? Are you still behind him on that? Or have you looked at your own personal wallet and seen the damage that's already been done? 855-295-6600. We will be right back.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan. Hey.
There are consequences to a trade war, and my question for you is, are you ready for the consequences? The consequences are, if you, I will readily admit, let me put my hand up high here, I am whining, I'm a big whiner, because I can't tell you how much money I have lost in my investments in the last couple of weeks. It's been startling to me. Startling. And I have worked very hard to try to save that money, and poof. So the markets are misbehaving. They're telling us, they're screaming at us, we are out of control right now. So the consequences are, people with any kind of retirement plan, any kind of 401k, any kind of pension plan, any mutual funds, any kind of savings like that, you are getting hammered. For the prices, and this will be interesting to see, will prices of products go up, whether they're steel or aluminum or products at the grocery store, your groceries? There are consequences to this. Do you still want to have this trade war? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Debbie in Breckenridge, Michigan. Hello, Debbie.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call, Tom.
You bet.
I just wanted to know, are we as Americans ready in our steel mills to get, how long would it take us to get our mills up the snuff to be able to compete with China and all their products that they're sending over?
Well, compete with them, they are at a different price level than we are. I like the first part of your question. Are we ready as a nation to take on China? I think that's a great question. And I got to tell you, my eyebrows went up really big when I looked at my investment account. I'll tell you that much, Debbie. So I mean, you got to kind of swallow and go, okay, I'm willing to take on this fight. And what will happen? Will we benefit? Will there be mills that are open here in this country? Will there be more jobs created in this country because of this trade war? You there?
Oh, yes. Sorry. But I was just wondering, like, the time that it would take to ramp up our steel mills. How long would that take? Because so many of them have been abandoned.
Well, after he made the announcement, what was that, 2 weeks ago, there was a bunch of companies that were immediately going to work on getting some mills back up and running. So I think fairly fast. I've seen a bunch of interviews with people that use steel in their businesses, and they're all crying the blues about how much more steel is costing them immediately. Doesn't matter where it comes from. They say, I don't know where my steel comes from. All I know is my steel's costing me 20% more than it did before this announcement, this trade war announcement. So are we really up for fighting China about the abuses that they have done over decades? I don't think we can correct it overnight. But I don't know if people are going to, once they start seeing the impact that affects them, the heck with Wilbur Ross's 0.3% of GDP. All I know is what my investment account now shows, less than it did before. The guy in the oil field is going, my products are costing me 20% more. That's how people will measure this, by their wallets. Will they be tough?
Exactly. Yeah.
You think it'll work?
I hope it would get things going, but then I would hope it heals up really fast.
Yeah, I know. Me too. Me too, because people can only take so much financial pain before they start throwing in the towel. All right, Debbie, thank you. I do appreciate your call. I don't know. This is... we don't have time for some of these cuts here. Larry Kudlow, as long as I've known Larry, and he's done this publicly many, many times, he has no use for trade tariffs. None. He thinks it's stupid. Now he has to pretend that, we'll see what happens here. He's trying to maintain some dignity and not get fired by the president.
From New York City to the world, Tom Sullivan.
Here we are, and we are watching the markets, more volatility today, no question about it. This is, the markets have been very much misbehaving in all the announcement about trade tariffs and everything else. The volatility immediately took off, and we've had these huge up days and huge down days, but we're down more than we are up. And great tweets coming in. You can follow me. You can follow me at Sullivan Radio. I'm just let me just do something here real quick while I'm talking to you. All right. The tweets is at Sullivan Radio. Some great tweets coming in. Jackie says, "Are you saying the loss of value in your stocks is a result of President Trump? Aren't there other factors at work?" Yes. There's always other factors at work, but primarily this volatility you can mark directly to his announcement about he was going to lay tariffs on China, and China coming back and saying, okay, take this, and now they've upped the ante again. I like Tomas Palermo's comment the best. Tom, pardon my ignorance, but wouldn't the winner of a trade war be the economy that is more diversified, backed by adequate credit and cash assets, and has an efficient, fully employed workforce? If so, is that us or China? That's a good question. China certainly is diversifying, not as much as we are. They are backed by their own currency. They have plenty of cash. They have a full employed workforce. So I don't know the answer to your question. I presume it's the, I want to say the United States. So this is my point, is we got into this argument about what will be better. Will the economy of our country be better than the Chinese economy? But meantime, look in your wallet. Look in your wallet and tell me what you think. Travis Blue, I don't know what math you're using. He says, what are you talking about? Overall market is about 4% off of its all-time high. Maybe you invested in particular stocks that have been hammered, but overall the market is fine. I don't know what market you're looking at, Travis. The S&P is down 7% from its high back on February 1st, right before President Trump started all this business about trade tariffs. The overall market, the broadest measure of the market, is down 7%. You can pick a stock like Boeing, it's down 9%. So do we care? Well, if you have $100,000 and your stock is down 9%, that's a $9,000 loss. Are you willing to throw $9,000 away over an unknown? We don't know what's going to happen when you get into a trade war. We have no idea how this is all going to turn out. I don't know if it'll lead to more jobs here. Phone number is 855-295-6600. Andrew in State College, Pennsylvania. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great.
Other than your statement that you're whining, I do respectfully disagree with your premise about stocks being down. You know,
you agree with my whining comment that I'm whining. Okay, we got that part at least.
I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Okay,
but that's the only thing I agree with.
All right, what's the other part?
Well, you're not going back far enough. You know, you're going 60 days back to the February 1st highs. What did your investment portfolio percentages, if you go back five quarters, if you go back to January of 2017?
Andrew, yeah. I was in the investment business for 37 years. I know all about measuring historical averages, account growth over time, and everything else. I'm just pointing out that when the president starts a trade war, be prepared for your account to lose money. That's all. Are you willing to do that?
Last night, everybody was claiming the sky's going to fall and 450 points, and look, it's up. I mean, it's a roller coaster. It's the Wall Street casino.
No, it's not a casino. Not at all. I don't mix it up with a casino. You might want to mix some commodities up with the casino, but not the stock and bond market. And let me tell you something. This is not something that anybody that knows anything about the money markets likes, any of this. Just because the Dow is up or down on one particular day, take a look at the volatility. If you are driving down the road going 60 miles an hour in your lane on a highway, everybody's going along with you, there's no danger there. But if you're swerving from shoulder to shoulder and out of control and your tires are squealing, you're going 60 miles per hour, there's a little bit of a difference. That's what we are doing. We are careening from left shoulder to right shoulder right now. This could go go off the tracks.
Wouldn't you also agree, though, it's long-term investments and that the short volatility doesn't...
Okay, let me ask you something. If you had $100,000 in the market, would you just send me $9,000 and just be done with it? I mean, your account used to be $80,000, then it got up to $100,000, and now it's lost $9,000, so just send me your $9,000. Let me give you my address.
We all... we can all look. You could take all your money out and put it in a money market fund and make 2% and be perfectly safe and happy and not worry about that as well. Yep. But you might lose on the opportunities.
I understand investment theory more than you could ever know, and trust me, there are many accounts that I have done exactly that. I've parked them in a place for safety because the driver of the car is careening from shoulder to shoulder. So I'm pulling my money out, putting it in some place where there's no volatility, smaller return. But right now, I don't like riding along in this car. I don't like it at all.
Right. But the last thing I'll say, and I'll hang up and let somebody else get some time, but I did read an interesting piece this morning. I can't remember from what site, but a lot of day traders actually like this volatility. There's a lot of opportunities.
Of course.
Buy low, sell high.
Of course. You can buy the VIX. Buy the VIX. Go ahead. The VIX is the volatility index. Take your chances. You want a casino? Buy the VIX. Sell the VIX. Get involved in that game. Trying to predict on day to day what every other trader is doing. I'm not a trader. I'm an investor. There's a huge difference. The traders are absolutely loving this because you know why? They make money on every trade. That's why.
Right.
All right. Andrew, I appreciate the call. Let's get Larry Kudlow back in here again. This is Kudlow responding to this whole thing about whether or not this trade war is wise.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And let me just say right at the top, number one, blame China, not President Trump. Because they've been going on for many years. Trump is really the first president to fight back and to put a shot across the bow at stealing intellectual property rights, technology transfers, high barriers, investment limitations, high tariffs. This stuff is really not just unfair, it's unlawful. It's outside the boundaries of the WTO. Every country in the world knows this. Every analyst knows this is the case. Somebody's got to deal with it. President Trump is going to deal with it. There's no trade war here. What you've got is the early stages of a process that will include tariffs, comments on the tariffs, then ultimate decisions and negotiations. There's already back-channel talks going on.
There's already back-channel talks going on. Kudlow hates these tariffs, but he's got to keep his job. So, and he's right. The president is standing up to China. All I'm asking is, are you willing to watch your expenses go up and your investment accounts go down while this war is proceeding? The old adage about trade wars, everybody loses.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
Get a tweet from Dan who says, do people with your level of experience usually react this much to short-term corrections? No. Short-term corrections, I have no problem with short-term corrections. The problem I'm seeing is that for the last 2 months, the trend has been down and then down some more and then down some more with lots of volatility in between. And it all started down with talking about trade tariffs. Boom. That was it. Down she comes. And what I see, Dan, is that this is going to continue. This is an opening bid by President Trump in his quest to negotiate this. But I don't see this changing and going the other direction. So it may be a short-term correction now, but I don't see that anything changing that's going to change the downtrend in the market. Speaking of Kudlow, he was on with Stuart Varney this morning. He said the tariffs are part of a larger negotiation.
What you've got is the early stages of a process that will include tariffs, comments on the tariffs, then ultimate decisions and negotiations. There's already back-channel talks going on. So, look, I understand the stock market's anxiety. I get that. But on the other hand, don't overreact. We'll see how this works out.
Don't overreact. Well, the market's certainly overreacting. We have swung 700 points today. We started off down 500. We're now up 250. So 750 point swing. So the market is overreacting, and he knows it, but he's also what started the market from the 500 point drop turning around and going higher was Larry Kudlow saying, this is just, don't worry about it. This is part of a larger negotiation. If that's all it is, hallelujah. But the markets are overreacting. There's no question. They're nervous. Wilbur Ross, who also has a long history of saying he doesn't have any use for trade wars, but now he's the Commerce Secretary, so if he wants to keep his job, he has to say something. And today he said, well, Wall Street should have seen these tariffs with China coming.
This response should not have really surprised anyone. Their response to the 232 tariffs was quite proportionate to the 232 amount. The response here is also quite proportionate to the $50 billion that we announced last night. So I'm frankly a little surprised that Wall Street was so surprised by it. This has been telegraphed for days and weeks.
Yeah, it's been coming down for days and weeks. That's the problem. Wilbur knows it. 855-295-6600. So the question really comes down to, how much grit do we have? Are you willing to go through the volatilities and the losses on the financial markets and see prices start to rise to finally, once and for all, stand up to China? Because nobody has stood up to them. Dan in Reno, Nevada. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Doing great. What you got?
Hey, I feel like it's a needed correction. I really do. I mean, I've been watching this go on for years and years now. I mean, you know, I watched my brother's company lose their intellectual information to China, and they basically swooped it up and put them out of business. And it's something I think that China's more at war with us than this is more of an economic war. I mean, they're just
sure.
Basically taking our country apart.
Yep.
And I think that Americans that are worried about the stock market need to realize that, hey, if they're not going to play by the rules, there's going to be a correction, and they need to play by the rules or we find another partner. I mean,
to go back to the comment about short term. Talking about stock markets don't bother me, short-term corrections. But this is, if we don't stand up to China, then they will continue to keep raping our industries and our businesses and the intellectual property. And I don't know whether it's 10 years, 20 years, 50 years down the road, they got us exactly where they want us, and we lose.
As Americans, we're going to need to buck up and take the hit, and it's for our country the way I see it. And the hypocrisy of it is kind of, in my eyes, is kind of scary. I mean, so they're enslaving their people so they can sell their goods cheaper and we buy it, and in the process we lose our companies and we lose our jobs. They're just
right.
Basically
right.
Killing us from the inside, and they're looking at our system. And they're going, well, how do we can destroy them by virtue of their system, capitalism?
Well, it's not weaker labor costs. Used to be weaker labor costs, but not anymore. But there's always another country, be it Vietnam or some country off the Ivory Coast that will do what we do for less.
And that's fine. But don't steal our intellectual information. I mean, I'm all for helping other countries, but if you're not going to play by the rules, they got to go. I mean, they can't just rob us and we sit there and take it.
Do you know why companies won't leave California, even though California is the most un-business friendly state in the nation? You know why? Because there's 40 million people.
No, I mean, I always figured it was people love to live there.
Well, they love to live there, but it's because of the fact if you have a product, there's 40 million people there that are your potential customers. There's a lot of people. Multiply that by a lot, and you've got 1 billion people in China. That's why Microsoft, that's why General Motors, that's why Ford wants to be there, because they've got a whole bunch of Chinese that will buy their products. So, Look at I'm
and that's why my brother's company went there, but they're no longer in existence.
Yep.
Because China stole their information and built the product cheaper and ran them right out of business.
So do you think people will buck up, as you say, and be strong even though they watch the stock market here get nervous, drop, lose value, prices go up? How long will people do that? Because I believe people live and die by what's in their wallet.
I think it's the purpose of the president to look out for the country and the security of the country and do what needs to be done. And the people need to adapt to it and make their money in the process. I mean, it's just a matter of time before we're no longer able to defend ourselves. I mean, what are if we don't have any more steel plants and we do go to a extended war with China, what are we going to call them and ask them for some steel?
I agree. I'm right there with you. I don't know if people will be willing to stand firm. You know, people always said, well, China, I'll tell you, what we need to do is buy Made in America. That's what we need to do. And they immediately run down to Walmart and get a product made in China. So this is forcing us. This is forcing us to change
our habits.
And I
think that's the job of the president, to force it on the country. So. Anyway, thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
Yeah. Dan, good call. I appreciate it very much. That's what this is about. The markets, as long as the trade war talk continues, I expect these markets will be bad behavior for as long as that goes. And trade wars are not generally good things.